Labels and Packaging Market, Even Stronger, 2022 Tech Outlook by David Zwang. Labels and packaging went through the pandemic strong and came out of it even stronger. Some of that growth was a movement from analog to digital production to address the shifting consumer purchasing behaviors, including an increase in product segmentation, mass customization, and personalization. Labels and packaging have been able to skirt much of the paper and label availability pressures seen by commercial print, but supply chain issues in general seem to leave no one untouched. The effects can be seen in the availability of machine components, as well as consumable availability and increased costs. However, equipment vendors and converters are still producing despite the pandemic response in China and the turbulence in Eastern Europe. So what do we have to look forward to in 2022 and beyond? The market. Packaging is essential to both good and bad market conditions, and it will continue to play a major role regardless of pandemic disruptions or regional conflicts. Population growth is higher in emerging regions like Africa, Asia, and the Middle East, but it is showing moderate projected growth in North America and Western Europe as well. The use of more individual packaging in place of bulk is growing, and online purchasing of goods has driven the demand for new packaging and repackaging options. Consumers are now demanding, and regional governments are enforcing more efficient and sustainable production methods to reduce the net impact on the environment. This includes reduction of energy use, harmful exhaust and waste in manufacturing, and a more circular and low-carbon economy in packaging. As a result, both the equipment as well as the packaging components and processes are changing to address the purchasing and sustainability demands. Product innovation. Labels. Label volumes are continuing to grow, and Flexo still accounts for the majority of label production. However, the higher growth rates are seen with digital print technologies, including electrophotographic, inkjet, and hybrid Flexo inkjet production. In the electrophotographic space, HP has been shipping their Indigo 6K and 8K liquid toner label press, and is going to beta with their Series 6 technology Indigo V12 this summer to a customer in EMEA, with other beta units not far behind. This new technology will present the fastest electrophotographic production rates for 6 colors at 120 meters per minute and more than 6 colors at 60 meters per minute, designed to compete with narrow web Flexo. Zicon has a significant market share of toner label presses, including their CX300 Cheetah Dry Toner Press, which supports swappable colors and can include metallic gold and silver tones, which fit in the fifth color station. They have also been shipping their PX3000 Panther UV inkjet press series, which prints at 70 meters per minute, equipped with up to 8 colors. The recently launched next-generation label converting units can include varnish, spot varnish, laser die cut, hot foiling, and screen printing in addition to rewinding. Recently introduced hybrid presses, also known as all-in-one presses, include the Bobst Digital Master Series in narrow and mid-web widths. They can print up to 100 meters per minute and be configured with 6 UV colors plus digital white. It uses the Bobst Movent Cluster Imaging and their configurable M5 Flexo platform. Other all-in-one presses include the Canon LabelStream 4000 UV inkjet press, which uses an imaging station initially developed by FFEI and transport developed by EDAIL. Mark Andy has a number of all-in-one presses, including Digital Pro, Digital Series IQ, and the Digital Series HD, which is designed for future growth. Durst offers their RSC line of press, which were developed in conjunction with OMET, the Flexo press manufacturer. Flexible packaging. The increased use of flexible packaging provides many benefits throughout the supply chain. It minimizes the package transport costs, takes up less space when empty, and can be constructed on the spot from roll materials at the filling location. It also offers better opportunities for reuse and recycling. As a result, it is the fastest growing segment of packaging types. The majority of flexible packaging is being produced flexo, with gravure still producing some of the longer and more consistent production. Some label converters are using their narrow web presses to produce flexible packaging, but this is a growing area for specifically designed digital solutions, with HP and Sicon jockeying for early dominance of the short-run flexible packaging market. To compete with Flexo on the longer runs, Screen is going to beta with their TruePress PAC830F Aqueous Flexible Packaging Press. This will compete with the Utico Kodak Sapphire EVOW. Fujifilm has also announced their J-Press FP790, which is anticipated to be installed in beta later this year. The modular Koenigsegg RotaJet L and RotaJet VL are starting their beta cycles that are designed to support a wide variety of media and could be targeted at flexible packaging. Folding carton. The bulk of carton printing is still produced offset, with Flexo and gravure accounting for still significant amounts. With Heidelberg, Koenigsegg, and Komori digitizing their offset presses, you can expect that offset print will be a viable competitor for carton work. One of the more anticipated folding carton solutions is the Heidelberg Boardmaster, a high-speed wide flexo press with on-the-fly job changes and lots of digitalization. This is expected to go into beta later this year. Digital carton production is growing to address the shorter-run mass customization market and is projected to show significant growth in the future. Many of the current digital offerings are B2 or B2 Plus format, including the HP Indigo 35K, Fujifilm J-Press 750S, and the Konica Minolta Accurio Jet KM1E. In the B1 format, the Koenigsegg VariJet 106 and Landa S10 are currently the two primary players that are shipping. The MGI AlphaJet, a modular complex production flow system, has finally gone to beta after a long development cycle, and the newly introduced SpeedSet from Inca, which has been announced but probably won't be going into beta until late 2023. Corrugated. Corrugated is used for packaging and for in-store display, and is the largest volume packaging type. Flexo maintains the healthy volume of corrugated production, with offset and gravure still holding a declining percentage. Much of that decline can be attributed to the growth of digital corrugated production presses. Higher performance offset presses by Heidelberg and Koenigsegg are holding back some of that technology transfer. To address the mass customization market in the digital preprint space, the HP T470S and the T1190 compete with the Koenigsegg VariJet, which offers a preprint alternative to their CoraJet postprint solution. Digital postprint corrugated production is seeing a lot of growth and an increase in available solutions. These include the HP C500 with the new innovated top feeder, the updated EFI Nozomi C18000+, and the recently introduced Nozomi 14000 LED, and the Barbarin Jetmaster. The Zykons Idera and the Domino X630i are out of development and now both installed in North America and other regions. Bespoke. Component inkjet technologies, from print heads to print bars and full printing systems by Memjet, Dymatix, and Czar, will continue to drive the increase in bespoke packaging production solutions, both standalone and integrated with manufacturing lines. And while each of them has been providing imprinting solutions for personalization, track and trace, and security, they are now offering full-color inline solutions for product manufacturing. Converting and finishing. As the saying goes, printing is not finished until it is finished. Obviously, the same goes for packaging. Digitalization of finishing and converting equipment is increasing to keep up with the requirements of digital print. While much of the same equipment, like die cutters and folder gluers that are already installed in converters' facilities could suffice, the volume of shorter runs really demands a better suited solution. Companies like SEI and Hycon have been marketing digital die cutting solutions for a few years. Semi-rotary die cutting inline on hybrid and all-in-one flexo presses are becoming standard fare. Bob's just introduced the MasterCut 1.65 per, a folder gluer designed to satisfy the requirements of digital retail. When it comes to embellishment of roll media for packaging, ABG has the most flexible print systems to complement digital label and packaging finishing. The modular design of the Digicon Series 3 units provide the needed flexibility to target the specific applications of a converter, and they provide a high degree of automation. Automation in converting and finishing is becoming even more important now that it is harder to find and hold employees in these labor-intensive applications. Robots to the rescue. While a few years ago this would have been considered a joke, today there are many companies that will tailor robots to do all types of manual processes, from moving paper to feeding finishing machines. Surprisingly, the costs are becoming very easy to justify, and ROI, in many cases, if there is a laborious task that requires an employee over the course of two shifts, the ROI can be less than 2 years. Industry 4.0. We have been talking about connecting supply chains through Industry 4.0 and the ubiquitous cloud. We are finally seeing solutions from many of the hardware manufacturers and others. These solutions include various AI functionality and reporting, and are getting more sophisticated as more machine data is being logged into the cloud. If there is a looming problem, it is that each vendor is doing it on their own without any real standardization, other than programming languages like XML, JSON, and individual APIs. Since almost all production facilities have disparate solutions, this will undoubtedly create integration challenges. Acquisitions and partnerships. As packaging continues to change and grow, the opportunities for development increase and become more attractive for investment. While acquisitions are not new, as a result of growth and consumer demand changes, we are starting to see lots of partnerships, joint development, rebranding, and acquisitions of equipment and software companies in the packaging ecosystem. The recent acquisition of Edale Limited by Canon could provide a new flexibility to develop a wide range of label and flexible packaging production systems, as does AFKA Gevaert, recent acquisition of Inca Digital Printers, previously a part of the Screen Graphic Solutions Group, which also has the potential for significant new product and solution development. In software, we saw the acquisition of IC3D by the expanding Hybrid Software, which is increasingly becoming the platform for inkjet system development for many as a result of their integrated and highly productive smart DFE. Partnerships across equipment vendors offer quicker time to market and reduced development cost and load, and it is increasing. Durst and Omet, Heidelberg and Ricoh, Durst and KBA, Zykon and Shinsen Hanwei, Domino and Sun Automation Group, Mark Andy and Domino. The list goes on and on. These partnerships allow manufacturers to add value and tailor the press to their requirement beyond just painting them.